Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Let's start off with Micah Parsons. He started his Defensive Player of the Year campaign last night, and he says Sunday night was just the beginning for this Cowboys defense.
We already said doomsday back. I don't know if y'all thought this was a game. We committed starting this all season. Everybody bought into the program. Dan Quinn set the statement, and we just follow and execute it.
And that was courtesy of ESPN. So here's the thing with the Cowboys. No one should be surprised by the defensive performance last night. We all knew that this team had one of the best defenses in the league. The question just becomes with the Cowboys, can you get your quarterback in Dak Prescott in a big game, in a big moment in the postseason to play at a great level? Or even a above average level where he makes the timely throws? Because the last 2 years, this has been a Cowboys team that has been in close playoff games, and their season has come crashing and burning to an end and a close because their quarterback couldn't get a snap off against the San Francisco 49ers. And then, oh yeah, by the way, last year, he was a turnover machine when the Niners were begging them to go on out and win the game. So if you're a Cowboy fan, I don't want to rain on your parade today, even though I usually love doing that. But I'm just realistic here. You look at last night, and even though it was an impressive performance and you kicked the living snot out of the Giants, there's always going to be skepticism with the Cowboys this year. Has nothing to do with their defense, but it's going to become playoff time. Can you find a way to get the job done with your quarterback? And Hickey, you know I do kind of equate this year's version of the Dallas Cowboys to? It's really the way that we talked about the Milwaukee Bucks right before they won a championship, where Giannis Antetokounmpo was able to win those MVPs but didn't have the postseason success, and it really didn't matter what the Milwaukee Bucks did all throughout the regular season. It was, come playoff time, can you be great? Like, if you want to even go to another NBA team like the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics this year, I don't give a rat's ass what they do in the regular season. It's going to be, can they find a way to go win a championship? And for the Cowboys, I don't want to ever diminish the NFL regular season because anything can happen from year to year, and the games mean so much more in the NFL from week to week than it does any other sport that we watch. But for the Cowboys, we all expect them to be in the playoffs. And they could go win 12, 13 games like they've won 12 games the last 2 years in back-to-back seasons. But there's always going to be a yeah, but until that quarterback, Dak Prescott, gets the job done on the biggest stage.
And part of the reason why yesterday, look, dominant showing by the defense, right? But it's like...
There you go. Hold on. That's the signature Hickey word. Dominant. When you say the word dominant, going back to that video of you drunk as a skunk going out of the Rose Bowl, where you're like, the Donovan Mitchell Invitational, that's what it sounds like you were saying. You were saying dominant. You emphasize that D in dominant so much. That's when you really know Hickey was impressed with the team, when he gives you a dominant.
Dallas defense put the capital D in dominant last night. That is for sure.
But continue what you were saying.
If Dak Prescott put the capital D in dominant, maybe I'd change my tune a little bit. But like you're talking about with the Cowboys, not only is it more about you in the postseason than the regular season, the bigger question is, what can Dak do? We know this defense is great. We know this defense is elite. Not something we, you know, were surprised by or haven't seen the last 2 years in the regular season or the playoffs. But they played well against the 49ers in that playoff game. It was a fortress of the offense and the quarterback.
Now, I do think more of the Bengals, so I don't want to compare the Bengals to the Giants. But what the Cleveland Browns do to the Bengals recently is kind of like what the Cowboys do to the Giants as well. If you get what I'm saying, where it's one-sided.
And was it now 10 in a row, right? Dak's last loss was his rookie year, so it's... And the only interesting part is, at least for the Browns, for the most part, the Bengals have been a better team. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Which is funny, right? And for the Giants, at least, that's, they've lost and always been the worst team.
Like, it's not right to compare the Bengals to the Giants, but just in terms of this...
lopsided rivalry.
Yes, exactly. Let's go to Matt LaFleur. Go, Pack, go! He says the team is all in on Jordan Love.
I couldn't be more proud of just his performance, his poise. There's a big-time belief in that locker room for Jordan Love. And I think the guys, they're going to rally around him.
So there's one thing to say you're all in, and there's one thing to say there's a big-time belief in Jordan Love, and there's another thing where it's actually believable. Because how many times does a team hype up a quarterback or say that he's really won over the locker room, and you like roll your eyes, you go, what else are you going to say? We all know the Packers are all in on Jordan Love. That was clear that Jordan Love was eventually going to be their guy and be given the opportunity when they drafted him, when they had Aaron Rodgers. Now they don't have Aaron Rodgers. So no crap, they have nowhere else to turn. But Hickey, I think the biggest part here with Jordan Love, which a lot of people are missing, you did not hear a negative peep out of Jordan Love the last few years. Like, I remember when we had Jordan Love on, this was right before the COVID Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We had him on that virtual radio row. And a lot of people were like, wow, that was like a really cringeworthy interview. But the reason why it was awkward is because he wasn't willing to really speak his mind probably on the situation and the truth of the situation because it was awkward for him. But he said everything correctly. And when you get every quote and every move was analyzed, how he's going to handle his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, with Rodgers making so much noise the last few years and was clearly annoyed at the front office, Jordan Love just sat there, somehow got along with Aaron Rodgers. They had a good relationship back and forth, considering the circumstance, and I think the way that Favre treated Rodgers just horribly factored into that. But publicly, when you have to be so on edge because of how everyone's reacting to everything you do, Jordan Love never did something wrong at all. And I believe with a lot of those veterans and also some of those youngsters that now kind of say, okay, the quarterback wants to be here, and we know he doesn't have one foot in, one foot out, I do believe that goes a long way in that locker room where, yes, he's been there the last few years, but now he's being considered the guy. And a lot of people want to rally behind Jordan Love.
I guess the only thing I'll say about that is just, I mean, I don't know what other choice he had. Like, he didn't say, I want to go to the Packers, right? They were drafted by him. And it's not like you have some scrub playing in front of you.
No,
but you're the guy who won two MVPs.
But I remember when he was on with us, he said, obviously I want to play, but that's not the situation right now. And I said, how long are you willing to wait? And he basically said, as long as it takes. Because he believes in this Packers organization. So there's just certain ways to handle it where he could have maybe thrown some shade or he could have said some things to kind of play into it and know what the media frenzy would have done. And he just never did that. And I believe that, I know for a fact that goes for a long way in that locker room. Here's Jordan Love saying the experienced veterans made his life easy the other day.
It's definitely a lot of comfort, especially in our O-line. You know, that group of guys has played a lot of ball. And it's easy to, you know, be able to sit back behind them. They did a great job protecting all day today. And then, yeah, like you said, Aaron Jones, you know, some of our veteran playmakers, AJ, we've got a lot of snaps. Those are the guys we've got to lean on.
And let's go to Joe Burrow. He says the lack of training camp reps hurt him on Sunday.
Yeah, that happens in week one. Obviously, those things happen when your quarterback doesn't perform in training camp. And, you know, that was obviously something that I would have liked to have done, but there's no excuses. It's obviously not very good today.
So we know he was dealing with the calf injury. I don't know how much... I think the wording of training camp was interesting because he probably would not have played in the preseason. So clearly he values that time in training camp. The only thing is, it's weird to me, Hickey, where like Nick Sirianni goes very light in training camp and barely plays his guys in the preseason. Even he said maybe he has to change that approach. That's been now been a conversation the last few years, and there's really not much changes. But I was surprised yesterday where the teams that didn't win, how they kind of use that as an excuse, and we're talking about like maybe we'll change that for next year.
And what you're seeing is, right, it's a delicate balance, right, where you don't want to go too hard, get guys injured, and now you're going to the season with some of your best players either banged up or out, but you also want to make sure that they're ready to go. And again, you are playing a contact violent sport where even though they're training all year round, you still got to be in football shape and want to have them come out week one firing. And the best way to do that is by reps and going hard in training camp. So I think it's one of those where each coach is trying to find, how do I get my guys ready and put good work in, but also not tax them too much and not get them hurt? It's, I don't think there's one answer, to be honest, but I think that's what you're seeing is kind of that tug of, what do I actually do to get guys ready to play?
And I also think it depends on the team. For the Cincinnati Bengals today, I don't think they're actually panicking because they started off 0-2 last year and still got to an AFC championship game. And this was a team the last 2 years got to a Super Bowl and then an AFC title game. You know, I was a little bit surprised to hear from Nick Sirianni because last year I remember doing a radio interview with Angelo Cataldi at Borgata in the summer. And he was freaking out that they only practiced like 30 minutes on the first practice day. And the Eagles ended up going to the Super Bowl that year. So that's why it was like surprising to me why Sirianni was like, oh, maybe we'll have to rethink that and play our guys more in the preseason. If you're a really good team, there is part of me that just says, just get to the season. And even if you're sloppy early on, you'll figure it out. Like, look at the Patriots all those years. How many times are the Patriots like 2-2 and ended up winning the Super Bowl? It just happens a lot. But you're not wrong. There needs to be a fine balance. But I always err more so on the side of, if it's preseason and all that, I'd rather sit my guys than play them, even if there is going to be some rust. Because I just have so much of a great fear in preseason that there's going to be injury. And I know you can't operate that way, but that's just the way that I think about it.
It's also, I will say, easier in like week 10 once you guys hit the stride of like, oh yeah, you know, slow start of the season. Like, I will say in the moment, like Nick Sirianni yesterday, even though they won looking sloppy, then he's probably upset. Probably more, he's more likely to say that we got to reevaluate than week 10 or in the offseason. Like, you know what, we're fine. Like, slow start, slow first month, no big deal.
It's also a great point that you just bring up. We talk about the Eagles game yesterday as if they lost. They didn't lose.
They did not lose.
They did win. They are 1-0.
Tried to lose.
But it did feel like a loss yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's how I know you're good.
When I was just explaining that, I grouped the Eagles and the Bengals together. The Bengals actually lost. They only scored 3 points. At least the Eagles won the game. So just a tad difference right there, no doubt about it. Let's go to Deshaun Watson. He was sloppy, but he says the win over the Bengals is a great way to start the season.
It was fun. It was awesome. It definitely sets the tone for this year. But we have a lot to improve. We got to celebrate, enjoy this for the rest of the night. And once tomorrow hit, once we wake up and get into that facility and watch the tape, once that tape is done, flush it and move on to Pittsburgh. And it's going to be a tough one next week.
So we know that Ja'Marr Chase was running his mouth before the Bengals-Browns game. We also know Patrick Peterson with his cousin Brian McFadden, who's a friend of the show. Patrick Peterson was running his mouth, I guess, on their podcast and saying that he's easily going to pick Brock Purdy off. Brock Purdy, and if he was thinking about getting revenge on Patrick Peterson.
Honestly, at first, no. I wasn't thinking about any of that. And then the second touchdown on the right side, the deep ball. Was that on Patrick Peterson? Yeah, and that one, I was like, all right, that felt good.
All right. That's a savvy move by Brock Purdy. That makes me, not that I ever dislike Brock Purdy, but that makes me have confidence in him and like him even more. That is a rock out with your Brock out type of answer right there. He sounded Purdy awesome. He did the whole, oh, was that touchdown pass against Patrick Peterson? Someone answer the question. I know the answer to it. Oh, yeah, it was. That's a badass move by a badass man and Brock Purdy. I like that answer.
That's quiet confidence, almost kind of Joe Burrow-esque. Like just walking around, like say very little, but the words are strong. Yeah, that was nice.
By the way, do we have a Deebo Samuel update from yesterday? I know that's always going to be a story with our show this year. 5 receptions, 55 yards, 2 carries for 8 yards. Can I give you a little bit of a take here?
Sure.
Brandon Ayuk better than Deebo Samuel?
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
All right, let me reword it.
Yesterday was great.
Brandon Ayuk more reliable than Deebo Samuel. Deebo 2 years ago, great. Last year, his emission was terrible.
I would still say a hot take.
And you know a thing or two about hot
take Gelb.
You know, we call you hot take Hickey for a reason.
I wouldn't say, well, yes, I guess you're right.
I'm just saying, Brandon Ayuk last year was a 1,000-yard receiver, was he not?
Stats don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Stats are also for losers, according to Bill Belichick.
So what side are you on?
I said what I said. No regrets. I'll get it tattooed on my neck. You know, a lot of talk show hosts I hear in our industry are doing tattoos these days off big takes that they're making. Did you see what Nick Wright did?
And you see how that blew up in his face literally one game in?
Never a doubt. Yeah, never a doubt, Nick, that the Chiefs were never going undefeated this year. Ay, ay, ay. Did you see how he's spinning it? I saw this on social media today.
I did not, no.
He goes, I needed to make sure that Travis Kelce was there. You know, they'll be undefeated now with Travis Kelce there. Never a doubt.
So 19-1, yeah. Possibly, but asterisk. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill says no one in the NFL can guard him.
I always feel like, you know, nobody can, you know, guard me. You know, as a competitor, I mean, I feel like if you ask anybody in our room, you know, they'll say the same thing. Can't nobody guard me or them or just... I just feel like that's just a competitive mindset, you know? I want the ball. Well, that sounds kind of like, you know, crazy. But, I just feel like can't nobody guard me.
11 for 215 and 2 touchdowns yesterday. So let me ask you this. Outside of quarterbacks, is Tyreek Hill the most unstoppable player in the NFL? Outside of quarterbacks.
I would probably say Travis Kelce. I think it's very close. I don't think Travis Kelce is guardable, but him, CMC, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson are probably 4 right there that I think in the argument.
How would you rank these 3 wide receivers? Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams.
Tyreek Hill 1, Double J 2, Davante Adams 3.
How about that?
But you talk about
splitting
elite.
Hairs.
Elite.
Yeah. Put it this way. Both of our teams, the Patriots and Colts, would love to just get
any
of those
3
players.
Any of the 3. Come right on down. No problem. Yeah. No problem.
All righty. Let's keep it moving. Oh, I always like hearing Mike Tomlin after a loss because Mike Tomlin, win or lose. I love hearing him win or lose is my favorite quote in the NFL. Mike Tomlin says this game was brutal.
It was a failure on our part in all areas. You know, we got to coach better. We got to play better. We talked about a lot of the things and worked on a lot of the things that unfolded in the ways that we didn't want them to. We absorb the negativity that comes with how we perform today, and we go back to work. We got kicked in the teeth today in a lot of ways.
Let's hear from Hot Take Hickey's favorite coach in the league, Josh McDaniels. He says the team's mental toughness, I agree, was very impressive.
I liked our mental toughness. I liked how we handled adversity. You know, we had some things certainly that, you know, we got to clean up and we want to fix and make better. But the fight of our team, I thought we hung together. I thought our leadership was great on the sideline.
We'll save Hickey's comment on this game coming up in just a bit. Let's go to Baker Mayfield. He says it was a great win to start the season.
You can always look back after a game, a close game like this, a few plays here and there that are really going to be the difference. And that last play, Chris caught that ball just his fingertips. Incredible catch by him, sealing the deal. And just can't say enough about our guys just playing the next play. It wasn't our prettiest effort by any means, but we finished the right way.
A little bit of maturity there from Baker Mayfield, growing up right in front of our own eyes. Finally, as I told you, I love hearing Mike Tomlin win or loss. I also love hearing Nick Saban. He usually doesn't give much, but I love when he gets asked a question that is a good question. And I'm just always curious how he answers it, because usually when there's a good question and a kind of I gotcha question, he usually gives like a snippy answer. So I've not heard this yet. Here's Nick Saban on if he considered benching Jalen Milroe.
He did, but when he put the drive together to go down the field and score when we got ahead, you know, I thought that gave him a lot of confidence. And but we never ever discussed it. I can't sit here and say the thought doesn't come to mind.
I'm shocked, Hickey. I'm shocked that he admitted that. That he admitted thinking about benching him. I know it should be the obvious, but Saban's kind of like Belichick. When you ask something like that, he usually gives you nothing. That was like the most real we've ever heard from Nick Saban. You know what that sounds to me? I'm going to give you another hot take here.
Oh, here we go. Retirement?
That sounds like a guy that's like, NIL, transfer portal.
Wow.
Deuces. I'm out.
You're going to say it right now on this show this is his last year?
Nah, I'm not going to do that. If I was on FS1, yeah, sure, I'd do that in a second. Absolutely.
Maybe you got a new show coming up here.
Yeah.
There we go. Hot take Gelb. Later in the show, this is Saban's last 10 games as head coach.
And all I'm going to say, with the amount of money that FS1 is dishing on out these days to a bunch of hosts, I'll work for a lot less, guys. I'll work for a lot less.
But keep the takes just as hot. Oh, hot takes, less money.
Hey, I'm a system player. You tell me how to run the system, I'll run the system. And I'll run it to perfection.
You Brock Purdy?
Come on, don't insult me like that.
What do you mean? You got to the team, to the NFC title game last year.
I'm still a little ego there. I got to be a little better than Brock Purdy.
Mr. Irrelevant. His lack of salary allows everyone else around him to be great.
Nah,
if you're willing to step in there and take less, now taking less is still a lot of money.
Can you do me a favor?
Take less.
Don't use logic with my jackassery, okay?
I am trying to put a name to what your goal is here. You are trying to be Brock Purdy.
By the way, I did throw a little bar money down on this advice here from Nick Costas on this anytime touchdown bet. So let's hope it
Let's go. Get the segment off to a good start here.
Who was the player that he said? Do you remember?
Was it Daquan Hardy?
Deontay Hardy? Yeah.
Deontay Hardy.
Yeah. That was the guy.
Hopefully, did you put the right name in?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. And you're asking
plus
the name. Just making sure that it was
juicy.
That it was locked in.
Juicy. Do you know how tall he is? Good to guess.
I'm going to guess he's short. I'm going to say 5'9".
5'6"?
Wow.
He's listed as 5'6".
Hard to find.
It's a little fella right there.
You thought Deuce Vaughn was small yesterday.
Deuce Vaughn, I think, is also 5'6".
He's tiny. I was going to say 5'8". Give him a little benefit of the doubt. 5'9". 5'6".
By the way, can I also call you out for one thing?
Call me out?
Yeah.
For what?
You want to run something into a ground? You've already done it. How many times, anytime there is a wide receiver problem this year, am I going to see the video of you catching a pass drunk with your friends? I've seen it now.
Drunk?
There's
that sober.
There's 2 weekends of college football, 3 if you include week 0. I don't do that. And then this is the first full week of the NFL. I've at least seen that tweeted out by you 4 times.
You want me to stop? How about this, receivers? Catch the ball. Catch the damn ball. How many games do I got to watch where there's ones right where your hands are and they drop them?
Watch Kadarius Toney all season long. You've seen a bunch.
And that game alone, Detroit and Kansas City. So you want the video to stop, catch the ball, receivers. That's your PSA.
I also love now how you were so quick, and we'll get to college football in just a second, to point out that you got the Texas prediction right, but I heard nothing about the Colorado game as well.
Swung and missed. I have missed bad so far in Deion 2 weeks in a row. He's burned me.
Are you a believer now? Are you believing?
I am believing that they are better than I thought, absolutely.
Well, that's
are
it. You thought they suck.
A Pac-12 title contender? Absolutely not.
Let me ask you this real quickly. They're going to beat Colorado State this weekend.
Yes.
Sure. After that, they play Oregon and USC. Will they get one victory
no.
there?
Loss.
You know what? I'm saying they're getting one win. I don't think they'll beat Oregon. I think they're going to beat USC with that ugly, ugly, ugly defense of the Trojans.
Hey, see what they did at Stanford? They look like a JV high school team, that defense. Show some respect.
Okay.
Alex Grinch is back.
You're a non-believer. Mike Norvell has already called you out for not believing in Florida State. I'm just waiting next time Coach Prime comes on the show. Let's call him by his proper name. Coach Prime, title, get it in there. I want him to go after Hot Take Hickey. We'll come on back with 3 college football takes next. It is Zach Gelb right here, CBS Sports.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You just can't make it up if you are a fan of the New York Jets. Like, even the script writers couldn't write this script. You had such a great scene right before the game, how emotional it still is to this day, of it being 9/11, Aaron Rodgers making his debut for the Jets, running onto the field with the American flag. MetLife Stadium is rocking. And then Aaron Rodgers on his first drive as the Jets quarterback in a regular season game leaves with an injury. It looks like it's an ankle injury. I just can't believe this. This is stunning. This is crazy. We have no other information or update right now other than Aaron Rodgers left the game with an injury. And Zach Wilson came on in. And they're showing it right now on ESPN. He's in that blue medical tent. The Jets ended up punting the football, so the Bills are going to get another drive in this game. But I would imagine being, if you're in that stadium right now, I know people say this all the time, you probably could hear a pin drop. Because this stadium rocking, the Jet fan, as torture could be, sitting in there, the Aaron Rodgers debut, all we've done is speculate on where Aaron Rodgers is going to go for 3 years. Darkness caves, retreats, you have ayahuasca, all this nonsense. And he's about to play a game that counts. Remember the preseason? I'm like, oh, don't play him. What happens if he gets hurt? Survives that, then gets into this game, ankle injury. I there's not a lot of times I'm stunned doing this. I'm stunned right now. Because everyone this offseason kind of like in some way said, oh, how is this going to go wrong for the Jets? How is this going to be the same old Jets? And there's just some fan bases that are cursed. And the Jets are cursed. Once again, this could all be for nothing if Aaron Rodgers walks out of that blue tent and gets right back on the field. But right, I can't even imagine this feeling right now where you're freaking out, going nuts, going crazy. And Woody Johnson is showing him on the screen right now. He looks like he doesn't have a damn clue what's going on. He's as white as a ghost. I hope everything's okay. Because this would be as deflating as you could get. Like, they showed Robert Saleh when this happened. Robert Saleh, I know that we talked about seeing ghosts before with the Jets on Monday Night Football. He looked like he was seeing a ghost. And I can't blame him. Because you get Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is the savior. He's the guy that's going to make the Jets competitive. Maybe get them to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And on his first career drive as a Jet in a regular season game, leaves with an injury. Hickey, do we have any? Oh, they're putting him on the cart right now. Oh, I can't believe this. I'm stunned. I see him in the medical tent. They just brought him out of the medical tent right to the cart. This is an all-time nightmare. And if you are a Jet fan, I feel so sorry for you. That's sickening. Absolutely sickening. So much anticipation, so much buzz, so much hype. You feel so good. This is going to be your year and one drive. And right now everyone's like, is this the end of Aaron Rodgers, right, for this year? And I don't know if it's going to be season. No one knows. But those are the emotions you feel right now. That's what's racing through your mind, through your heart, throughout your entire body. Because you don't know the health of your quarterback. All you know is right now he's on a cart going back to the locker room. I'm stunned. I am stunned. Holy smokes. Hickey, this is wild. Wild. I'm shocked.
This is, yeah, shocking is the right word right now. It's I would say frustrating because there's a lot of anticipation for this Jets season. There was a lot of strong beliefs one way or another if the Jets are going to be a good team or miss the playoffs. But either way, it was all predicated on seeing what Aaron Rodgers had left in him. If he was truly going to get back to the 2020-2021 MVP form now that he's rebirthed in New York and now look being a good teammate and being all happy and cheery with a new squad, or if he was truly just kind of more of a washed up quarterback we kind of saw last year. And it's frustrating that we're not going to get an answer. Most likely, if this is, I mean, you're getting taken off on a cart. I don't think it takes a doctor to say that it's if it was minor, I don't think you're leaving on a cart. So I hope it's not serious. I hope it's worst case. You know, you miss the rest of this game in week two, week three, maybe you're back and it's more of a high ankle sprain, anything broken.
Oh, remember, but wasn't it preseason last year with Zach Wilson with an injury too? Or was that 2 years ago?
Hurt his knee. That's right.
And there was a thought that he was going to be done for the year and that didn't happen?
Seeing him, they just showed on TV him coming off the cart, walking down the Jets tunnel. It looked bad. It looked pretty bad. He needed help. He had a significant limp. I don't know if it's ankle, foot, Achilles.
I don't even want to speculate.
But whatever it is, giving him a lot of trouble. I was going to say it was encouraging that at least when he got sacked, he stood up initially first and then went down. But seeing him now off the cart does not look good.
I hate to say this just because someone ends up walking off or whatever. Like I've seen Tom Brady walk into a locker room when tearing an ACL. You know, this looks like it appeared to be an ankle with when you look at the replay, but man, like, what do you do right now if you're in that stadium? You paid all this money. The ticket prices, deservedly so, were outrageous. Now, it's still a big game between the Jets and the Bills, but you're just sitting in that seat and you're just staring in stunned disbelief. Like, where are you going to go?
Well, you know what you're hoping for, right? Channel a little of your team.
Willis
Drew
Reed
Bledsoe
moment?
Gets knocked out. All of a sudden, here comes Tom Brady scrub.
But you already know what Zach Wilson is.
Well, I was just going to say, now the tough part is Zach Wilson's number two overall pick, and we've seen him more than we should.
Let's be
but
real.
You know what? Maybe the one training camp he had with Aaron Rodgers, all of a sudden a light clicked on, and now Zach Wilson's going to be Tom Brady 2.0. If you're in the stadium and you're asking me if I'm a Jets fan, what am I thinking now? That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know this, and I know this. Zach Wilson does not slay defenses. He only slays one thing. One thing.
And unfortunately for him, that's not on the field.
And you got to be like a mom at about 45 years or older. That's about it.
If I was a Jets fan, I'm not kidding. I'd give my Achilles right now to Aaron Rodgers.
See, that's another thing.
Foot.
I can't stand when you tweet that. I've seen you tweet that before. Oh, give the player my hand just if he could get back out there. Your hand's not the same hand as Aaron Rodgers.
You don't think there's 60,000 Jets fans that right now voluntarily go into the operating room to give them whatever Aaron Rodgers needs?
And let me tell you, Joe Beningo sitting in section 215, his ankle isn't going to do anything for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, might be better than the ones he got right now. Things don't go well.
Jeez, this just sucks. That's the biggest storyline of the season, Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know what the severity of it is, but the fact that you now need to think if it's already over before it even started is just wild. Wild, wild, wild. I can't believe this.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing.
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. I will sound like a broken record player for the rest of the show. I just am stunned right now. I can't believe what I'm watching and what I've watched. The first quarter's over between the Bills and the Jets. The score's irrelevant. It's 3-0. The Bills are up on the Jets. But Aaron Rodgers has left the game with an ankle injury, and it looked bad. And he needed the cart. Then they took him off the cart, and he walked, I guess, down into the locker room. But right now, the only news that we have is that Ian Rappaport is reporting that Aaron Rodgers is questionable to return with an ankle injury, which basically gives you nothing. I am perusing Twitter. I am trying to see what pops up. Adam Schefter right now has nothing on it. Let's see if Tom Pelissero has anything as well. But all we have so far is from Ian Rappaport that it's questionable. Mike Garofalo says that Aaron Rodgers is getting taken for x-rays right now. But the Jets are saying that he's officially questionable to return with an ankle injury, which means nothing. If Aaron Rodgers comes back to play in this game, I'd be absolutely shocked. And now the question just becomes, how long is Aaron Rodgers going to be out for? And you hope, right, that we're all thinking that this is the worst and it ends up being nothing and it's no big deal. That's what you hope. Because whether you're a Jet fan or not, it's irrelevant. Like, I'm not a Jet fan, but you never want to see someone get injured. And that's the most compelling storyline entering this season. It was, how are we going to be talking about the Jets at the end of the year? And you know what the wild thing is? Rodgers, who his image the last 2 years was not in a good spot. Like, that was ugly. It was contentious. It was nasty. Really nasty. Between the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. But ever since getting to New York, Aaron Rodgers has been like the perfect teammate. Taking less money. Took $35 million less. Going out with his teammates. Having fun. It was like even Mike Florio, right? He admitted this. He wrote an article about it. Mike Florio is one of the biggest Aaron Rodgers critics ever. And he didn't like Rodgers. He even says, I like this Aaron Rodgers. I like this new version of Aaron Rodgers. And you have a home game to open up the year, MetLife Stadium, which is a dump of a stadium, but it looked like it was rocking. It was a spectacle. I'm sitting here watching it on TV. I go, I wish I could turn up the sound. This looks pretty damn cool. And on the first drive, injury. Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. I can't believe that. Like, they're showing the stadium right now, the overhead shot of the stadium. The place is packed. What are those Jets fans doing right now? I've been losing my mind. I'd be running to the beers now. Get they charge you $15 for a beer inside, $18 for a beer inside the stadium, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Drink, 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 drink. Or eat, 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 eat. I can't believe that right now. Now they are interviewing, Lisa Salters is interviewing Robert Saleh right now. Let's see. I'm going to imagine that Robert Saleh is not saying anything. We can't go to it live, obviously. We don't have the rights for it. And we can't air that broadcast right here on CBS Sports Radio. But Hickey, scan social media and all that, and let's see what quotes ended up getting tweeted out from this. But, like, if you're, like, they're showing a guy right now in the stands. He's as white as a ghost. His hands are just over his mouth right now. Oh, I can't even imagine it. Like, it doesn't even matter if the Jets end up winning the game here. It doesn't. Because everyone's thinking about Aaron Rodgers right now. Mike Garofolo has a lot of information here. Aaron Rodgers taken for x-rays. Rodgers had what appeared to be a walking boot. Oh! On his left foot as he was taken to the x-ray room. Rodgers out of the x-ray room and headed back to the Jets locker room. The boot is still on his foot. So they already have a boot on Aaron Rodgers' foot. This is just crazy. Patrick Mahomes just tweeted out, hate that man, praying for the best. Wow. Joe Beningo, legendary Jet fan. The pain is real, bro. You can't make this up. Like, Hickey, mentally, I know you got to play the game. It's a lethal game. If you... Like, you almost rather be on the field because at least you could get distracted and you know that you got to be alert. But imagine being on that sideline now if you're a member of the Jets, knowing how good the vibes were around this team. And now everything you thought this season could be, there's a chance. Like, I don't know what the severity is going to be. But there's a chance with the tough schedule early on that this is all over and done with. Like, you have to assume the worst here. You have to think the worst here.
Absolutely. I mean, by the way, to answer your question about Robert Saleh, he at least confirmed, didn't say much about a timeline, but did confirm ankle injury for Aaron Rodgers, which walking boot makes sense. Maybe limit the swelling, help him walk right now. So, obviously, we'll see, hopefully, before the game ends, what the x-rays mean and some sort of timetable.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's just for, again, all the hype, all the excitement, and all the chat, like, Eagles coming to town in a few weeks. Chiefs coming to town in 3 weeks. Cowboys next week. Like, the Jets, the NFL knew the Jets are going to be by far the most intriguing team in the league. Put them on primetime as much as they possibly could. First ever Black Friday game is with the Jets, Jets-Dolphins. And like you said, that just all changes to where now it's basically the Jets of last year, which have some good talent at a lot of places and no quarterback.
So one of our coworkers who used to be here on CBS Sports Radio now is down the hall is Brandon Tierney. I've been to a baseball game with Brandon Tierney, sat right next to him, and he brought his son to the game, Colton, who's like 6 or 7. I'm sure BT's watching the game with his kid right now. Kid's a big sports fan, like cool father-son moment. You get all jacked up. Your team has Aaron Rodgers. Like, imagine what you say to your kid right now. I know this isn't life or death, but we treat sports like that. Like, what the heck are those conversations like right now? And how many fathers, sons, or mothers and sons, mothers, daughters, fathers and daughters right now are watching the game together with young kids? And it's like, you're all pumped up and now the quarterback's hurt. Ugh.
And to spin this around on the other side for the Packers, they need him to play 65% of the snaps in order to get the draft pick. So I know, again,
oh,
if you're Green
Bay,
but the draft cap, you know, the trade is based upon his playing time, and this is a, hopefully not, this is a serious injury. For the Packers fans, you lose out at least on some good draft capital.
Jeez. Thankfully, there's music right here. I know I'm a talk show host. I'm supposed to be able to have words. I got nothing right now. Nothing. This is crazy. Coming on back, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.